This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. In southern China, a village that rebelled against corrupt communist officials has gone to the polls. And the two big winners are the main leaders of that rebellion in the village of Wukan. Reformers hope this could become some kind of model, promoting grassroots democracy to resolve disputes. But others have drawn different lessons from the rebellious village. NPR's Louisa Lim has been watching the elections in China.
With a flourish, polling opened at 9 sharp at Wukan Village School. The national anthem rang out. Red banners hanging from the building call for the law to be respected. Just 3 months ago, the banners here were calling for the downfall of corrupt officials, accused by villagers of seizing their land. Now, the old officials are gone, and the villagers are choosing their new leaders. I'm 40 years old, says voter Huang Meizhi, beaming, and I've never held a ballot in my hands before. Wukan has never had a proper election before. This election is unusual in that it was the result of a rebellion. But actually, village elections in China are supposed to be exercises in democracy. The fact that they often aren't shows how frequently the law is ignored. And even in this show election, there has been pressure on one candidate. 21-year-old Xue Jianwan is the center of attention as she casts her pink ballot. Her father, Xue Jinbo, was a protest leader who died in police custody in December. She's now standing for election, against the wishes of some of her family, her employers and local officials.
I haven't solved the problem of pressure for my family, so my mood is rather heavy. If I want to be elected, then it seems I have to quit my job, so I'm very conflicted.
It's hard to reconcile the orderly voting with the furious demonstrations staged by the same villagers 3 months ago. Back in September, some villagers smashed cars in a police station. During their 10-day standoff in December, they chased out communist officials and then were blockaded into Wukan by paramilitary police. Yang Suma was a protest leader. He's just been elected deputy head of the village committee. He denies their methods were extreme.
We had no other choice. No one paid any attention to petitions, so the people got furious and there was some violence. I don't think it should be considered extreme.
As the ballots are counted in Wukan, a new election remains a fantasy just down the road in Longtou, also known as Longguang. Here, too, villagers have been protesting against land seizures for years. But so far, the events in Wukan haven't helped them. The government has dealt with Wukan, but our situation is still messy and they're not dealing with us, says one villager who asked for his name not to be used. Otherwise, another resident says, we'll join together with 7 or 8 other villages. Then we'd be tens of thousands of people. The fundamental problem remains rampant land seizures. A recent survey by the Seattle-based Landesa Research Group found almost half the Chinese villages surveyed, 43%, reported land had been taken by the state for non-agricultural purposes. And kicking out the village leadership and electing new leaders doesn't necessarily address that problem. Xiao Shu, an outspoken intellectual, believes real land reform is needed.
I think the basic problem is the collective ownership of rural land. The thing is that the collective doesn't exist. Actually, it's just disguised government ownership or ownership by officials. So the government should implement rural land ownership rights to make sure each farmer owns land.
Applause greets the election results as the rebel leaders become part of the establishment. This model election is an experiment. It shows new flexibility from the local government, a willingness to work with protest leaders rather than arresting them. But it's not clear yet whether and how land will be returned, or if Wukan's experience will be as a trailblazer, or simply, as its neighbours fear, as a high-profile exception. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shenzhen, China.